heading home, but D.C.'s contingent is still activated.
Also today,
if Virginia legalizes marijuana, it may need to create a new state agency. I'm Nick Iannelli.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 14, NASDAQ up 54, the S&P up 1.
2 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York.
We are running out of vaccine and we need more now.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio echoing what some other city and state leaders are saying nationwide. It's the reason the Biden administration says President Biden will be signing COVID-19 executive orders this hour.
Ahead of a briefing from his COVID team, President Biden will sign 10 executive orders aimed at bolstering the federal response.
One of them is invoking the Defense Production Act, because a big issue here, which may seem obvious to many, is supply.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that order is aimed at ramping up production of masks, gloves, gowns, test swabs, and syringes. The president will also set up a new health equity task force charged with focusing on underserved communities. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Correspondent Cammie McCormick with reaction to some of Mr. Biden's ambitious virus plans.
On President Biden asking Americans to mask up for 100 days.
I think that it's a really reasonable ask. I wish that it would have been done sooner.
Some doctors also support President Biden's decision to use the Defense Authorization Act to speed up vaccine production. Dr. Monica Gandhi in San Francisco.
Getting needles into arms is the only thing I want out of this entire next 3 months. It is the most important thing we can do.
On the Senate floor, more confirmation hearings for Mr. Biden's top cabinet picks. It includes the man he wants to lead the Transportation Department, one-time presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg.
If confirmed, I'm looking forward to working with our partners at the state, local, territorial, and tribal levels as well to find solutions to our infrastructure issues while we also prepare for the future of transportation at a time of great change.
It was a violent night in Portland, Oregon, as protesters marched through the streets, damaging buildings. KXL's Annette Newell.
Federal officers now working under the Biden administration blanketed streets with tear gas and fired pepper balls after they declared an unlawful assembly outside the ICE building in Portland. Police say people threw rocks and eggs and tagged the building with graffiti. Some burned a Biden for President flag in the street. Sergeant Kevin Allen says they arrested 8 adults.
Charges range from criminal mischief, possession of a destructive device, riot, and reckless burning.
Annette Newell for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Jen Ellis is a Vermont school teacher who's making news for this.
People wear things from famous fashion designers to the inauguration. And there was Bernie wearing mittens that I made, you know, in my craft room with a sewing machine that my mother gave to me when I was 12.
She gave them to him in 2016. The Dow was up 8 points. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Good afternoon. It is 2:03 on this very pretty Thursday, January the 21st, 50 degrees. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story is the D.C. security drawdown after yesterday's tightly protected inauguration. New this afternoon, the city is saying goodbye to most of the 21,000 National Guard troops who came in to help local law enforcement. But D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city's National Guard will stay activated until January 30th.
I've directed Director Rodriguez and his team to begin working with our partners on a enhanced posture to deal with the threat of white extremism and any other threat to our city.
She says the city is evaluating federal intelligence and might decide to beef up security because of those ongoing threats.
Many commuters can start getting back to their regular routes after that traffic tangling nightmare a couple of days ago. Metro just reopened 7 more stations that were closed for the inauguration. Archives, Arlington Cemetery, Capitol South, Federal Center Southwest, Federal Triangle, Judiciary Square, and Smithsonian are taking passengers again. Gallery Place and Union Station reopened a little earlier. Bridges into D.C. are also open again, and you can see the full list at WTOP.com.
Well, here's some more good news. Beginning tomorrow morning, D.C. restaurants can start indoor dining again at 25% capacity. But museums and libraries are still closed. Swimming reservations are still required at D.C. pools.
City is watching a ballooning number of new coronavirus infections, and it's creating so much demand for vaccines, the federal government has been unable to keep up with it. But that problem extends beyond the district.
In other news, a Montgomery County Council Committee has put off a vote on a bill that would demand more information on race and ethnicity when police carry out stops or arrests.
The Montgomery County Council is not alone in calling for police reforms, and that's part of the reason a County Council Public Safety Committee put off its vote on a bill sponsored by Councilmember Will Juwando. His bill would require detailed data collection on police interactions with the public. So while the committee called for another hearing, Juwando asked police if some of the information couldn't be collected even in paper form already. Juwando said there's a real need for documenting police practices because without transparency...
These are some of the things that have been most corrosive in communities of color for damaging trust.
The council committee voted to hold another work session before voting on forwarding the bill to the full council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A 19-year-old is accused of a Chevy Chase carjacking. Montgomery County police say Tyrese Jones is charged with assault and armed carjacking. They claim the Oxon Hill man hit a woman with his gun before driving off in her car last week. It happened at a gas station on Connecticut Avenue. Jones was allegedly still in her car when he was arrested during a traffic stop.
Coming up after traffic and weather.
An awful fire kills two people here in Petworth. I'm John Doman.
It's 2:06.
WTOP's Jack Taylor here, inviting you to fast start your 2021 with my good friends over at Jack Taylor's Alexandria Toyota. They've got hot deals to cut through the chilly air. Corollas, only $159 a month. Camrys, at just $229 a month. Even the commuter-ready Prius, now only $259 a month. Plus, they're guaranteeing the DC Metro's highest trade values. The time to upgrade is now. Shop online at alexandriatoyota.com. See dealer website for complete lease details.
Advanced security from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi protects your connected devices from online threats 24/7. But hey, you're probably safe without it. Probably. Like how that free streaming website was probably not a scam. All those pop-ups were probably just local businesses. And when you accidentally clicked that link, it probably didn't give access to hackers. I mean, someone's probably not downloading your bank info as we speak, which they probably won't use to pour your savings into their new four-story chalet grand with an infinity pool, floor-to-ceiling windows, and the dream car you always wanted. Yeah, you're probably fine. Or you could know your network is covered with advanced security from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. It keeps an eye on your network, sends you alerts in real time, and helps you avoid sketchy sites. So you don't have to worry if you're probably okay. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox.